USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bipartisan bill aimed at addressing the southern border crisis will reportedly be introduced Thursday by Senators John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona. The bill would address the surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, attempt to streamline migrant asylum claims in a timely manner, and deter those unlikely to be approved. One Border Patrol agent tells Fox News what needs to be done to fix the problem.
Starts with the President of the United States. He needs to prioritize this border, all our borders, and there's consequences for breaking our laws.
The record number of people attempting to infiltrate the United States has exponentially grown since President Biden relaxed most laws regarding illegal immigration through executive order. Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, introduced legislation for corporations that try to run our democracy. The Trust Busting for the 21st Century Act would ban all mergers and acquisitions by companies with a market value over $100 billion. USA Radio News.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Justice Department has launched a federal civil probe into policing practices in Minneapolis following the ex-cop Derek Chauvin's murder convictions. Wednesday, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Yesterday's verdict in the state criminal trial does not address potentially systemic policing issues in Minneapolis. The Justice Department has opened a civil investigation to determine whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing.
Former Acting Assistant Attorney General John Dukas tells Fox News this singular approach to reform has been done before.
These consent decrees and pattern of practice investigations need to be used very judiciously and carefully. In the Obama era, Obama DOJ issued 24 consent decrees, entered into 24 consent decrees. A way to look at this is, how did that work out? Seems to me to be doubling down on failure and not moving forward with a different approach that could provide better results.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As a majority of Americans have begun the COVID-19 vaccine regimen, there are many that are hesitant. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A little more than half of all American adults have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, but there are still groups that are resistant to getting a vaccination, something health experts say will slow the country's recovery from the pandemic. Dr. Richard Besser is the former acting director of the CDC, and he tells CBS News that it's vital to find a way to direct targeted messages at the various groups of people who are still hesitant.
You can't treat them as one big block. You have to break it down and understand why different groups are not interested. So young people, for instance, have a much less interest in getting vaccinated than people who are older. And that may relate to having lower risk of having severe disease. So how do you reach young people with messages of when you get vaccinated, you help protect those who are older, who are at risk, who maybe can't get vaccinated. You help reduce the chances that a new variant will spring up.
A vaccine cannot cause COVID-19. No vaccine contains a complete form of the virus responsible for this illness. While their body builds immunity, it is normal for a person to experience minor side effects. Apple and Google faced an onslaught of accusations Wednesday from prominent app developers, including Spotify and Tile, who allege that the large tech platforms have abused their dominance and harmed competition. In the Senate hearing, complaints surrounding in-app payments and app updates allowed the tech giants to choke off rival services. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Prime.